Hello, everybody. Larry Bungard at the State FFA Convention Monday night. And the music is pounding, but we're at Mariucci Arena. That's where the headquarters is for the FFA Convention. And we got Renville County West with us, so we're glad to talk to him. And who's this young man?
Hudson Hebring.
And your parents are?
Ryan and Brittany.
Do you live in town or country?
Town.
Okay. In Renville or Daniel?
In Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart. Very good. So what brought you to take an agriculture?
Well, our whole family's kind of been, you know, around that. It's a small community like this, and, you know, everyone, it's just all comes together like that. And yeah, that's...
Yeah. Enjoy the class?
Yeah. Day. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Very, very good. And you're a senior?
Yes.
Now, I heard you like mechanics. Is there some truth to that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Are you pretty good at it?
Well, I guess so, yeah.
All right, tell the guys what you won.
Well, I won region and, let's see. Yeah, an ag mechanic, so.
Okay, this year the ag mechanics, what did they have to work on?
We did engines, we did electrical, we did soldering and plumbing and welding.
Folks, this guy's in high demand. Get your order in, right?
Yep.
Wonderful. So, and you had the contest today. You don't know the result.
No, we don't know yet. We'll find out.
So you had a team here?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Right. How'd the team do?
Who's on your team?
We have Hampton Hebring, my brother, and then we have Jack Hobrick, and we have Henry Hunter Cook.
All right. So find out tomorrow, I guess, right?
Yep.
They have the results?
Yep.
And senior, got some future plans?
Yep. So going to go to Ridgewater and
good place.
Pursue in ag mechanics.
Ridgewater's a great school for that. I've known a lot of students that have gone there and come. I actually am a graduate of Ridgewater.
Oh,
just luck. No, it's been a while, but actually my son went there too in the ag business area, so it's a terrific school.
Yeah, yep.
You're going to really enjoy that.
Yes.
They look to build a shop somewhere or work for somebody?
Yeah, hopefully. One day.
It's going to work.
Yep.
Thanks for coming by.
Yes, thank you.
Who's this young man?
Jeremy Walton.
All right, Jeremy. Put you right up here. Jeremy, you're a junior, senior as well, right?
Yep.
All right.
Who's your parents?
Richard and Nicole Walton.
And you live in town or the country?
I live in Sacred Heart.
Well, a couple Sacred Heart boys here, huh?
Yep.
Right. Okay.
So you guys been hanging out in FFA for a while?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 4 years.
And you're down here to do what?
Compete in fish and wildlife.
Oh, I know what's in fish and wildlife, but a lot of folks don't. Maybe you want to tell them. What's in the contest?
You got to study insects, the habitats, and animals.
Mammals, birds, insects.
Yep.
How about a few fish?
Yep, a few fish,
right?
Yep.
So they give you a identification deal. How do you think you did on it?
I think I messed up on a couple parts, but.
And then they give you a multiple choice, and boy. How many questions can you be asked about wildlife? It's unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for them?
Kinda, yeah.
Gonna find out tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, what do you do back home that you like to do in FFA?
I just like helping around my uncle's farm.
Now, the chapter itself, did you help out with some of the functions that they had?
Yeah.
Like what?
agriculture and...
Did the FFA week or?
Corn drive, any of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Senior, got plans?
Going to Midwest and Granite to pursue linemen.
That's good. Big demand for that?
Yep.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And hello, everybody. We're back with the Renville County West chapter. Who's this young lady?
Eliza Agri.
And your parents are?
Scott and Tara Agri.
Are you a country girl or a town girl?
I live in Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart's a pretty active little ag community, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, what drew you to take agriculture?
Well, it's all around us, so.
Part of the class?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're down here for what?
Fish and wildlife.
All right. Can you tell your fish apart? You know a walleye from a perch?
Better than the other guy.
That's that. You could tell a hawk from an eagle?
Yes.
Yeah, also. Well, that's kind of the way it is. You got to identify them. And sometimes the females are hard to identify because they don't have real flashy colors. Like that.
Yeah. Right? Sometimes.
All right. So you love the fishing, huh?
Yes.
Okay. What do you go for mostly?
I hunt deer, duck, pheasant, goose sometimes, whatever's in season.
All around Sacred Heart?
Yes.
Hey, senior, what are you going to plan on doing next year?
Well, this summer I'm going to go to basic training, and then after that, hopefully go to Alexandria Tech for law enforcement.
You'll do well. Congratulations on graduating. That'll be good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now we got the boss here, the president, right? Who's this young lady?
Shelby Alex.
Shelby, you're the president. We'll get right at it. Who's your parents, first of all?
Gene and Carney Alex.
And where do you live?
Danube.
No Sacred Heart? What a break here. Okay, you live in town?
Yep.
Okay. All these town kids. That's great. All right, Shelby. Who's your parents?
Gene and Carney Alex.
All right. And what made you take up agriculture in FFA?
My siblings, actually. They were both in FFA.
Oh, that's a good reason right there. What brings you to state convention then?
Soils. I competed in that this morning.
Did you do it inside or outside? How'd they do it?
Inside.
They're a little afraid of the storm action here, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You know your textures? Did they have them
at
least?
Yep.
Then they gave you the slopes and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, soils is a little different. It's not just for farming, is it? It's for other things, too. What would that be? Septic system, building structure.
Yeah, like what crops to plant, what the, like what it's the ground is suited for, basically.
Yeah. Well, very good. I'm glad you're on that. And, we're going to find out who your officers are.
Okay, so I'm president. Callie Wordish is vice president. Kira Morris is secretary. Heidi Beckendorf is treasurer. Nolan Bratch is the reporter. Macton Bratch is the sentinel. Rory Double is the historian. And Abigail Bratch is the director.
What is there anything unique that the Renville County FFA does compared to a lot of chapters?
We do have our own greenhouse that we run. Okay. All the members run that. We do corn drive in the fall. So we go around to farmers and like ask for donations.
Now, you, at one time, didn't you have like a one night out babysitting kind of a deal?
Yeah,
you
parents.
Still do that?
Parents night out, yeah, we've done that every year.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool. How many chapters do that? That's pretty nice. What'd you get this year?
Oh, we take all the kids, so.
Oh, you
like,
bring them into the school?
Yep, so we have like a game room, movie room, and then like the gym.
That's pretty clever. That's a nice idea. From little guys all the way up, or what? How old were they?
Till like sixth grade. Kindergarten through sixth grade.
Okay. Well, very good. That's a good thing to do. And you got that nursery and
the greenhouse.
Yeah. Greenhouse going, too. Well, hang in there. I believe you're a senior.
Junior.
Oh, you got another year. You're going to run for office again?
Yeah.
You like to be in president?
Yeah.
Might be a good candidate, huh?
Hope so.
Advisors, none yet. So what good. Who are your advisors then?
Megan Beckendorf and Jason Stewig.
Very good. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
See you again next year.
Yep.
All right. That's the Renville County West FFA chapter. Thanks for coming by.